At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, this Giannis stuff. He's open to a trade. And I don't think the Pistons are the most likely destination, John. I think teams like Houston and now San Antonio with the number two pick are probably going to be pretty aggressive in pursuit and may be able to put together a better package. But people want to know, what would it take to get Giannis in a Pistons uniform? And this is what The Ringer says. And they did proposals for all the teams. You let me know, John. Would you do this deal? The Bucks would receive Jalen Duren, Jaden Ivey, and Ron Holland, as well as Tobias Harris to get salaries to get close and match. A 2026 first, a 2028 first, and a 2031 first. Three young players, three first-round picks for Giannis.
Yeah, the first-round picks mean nothing to me. Especially if you're going to be picking late in the first round. I don't care about that. Push those down the road, the 26th, the 28th, the 31st, whatever. And then, obviously, nobody wants to lose Jaden Ivey. That seems to be the hot-button guy. But Duren, Ivey, Holland, and Harris, hey, here's your plane ticket. I would have no problem with this because I think there's a number of really good years left for Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a guy that wants to win championships. There's a certain drive there. You saw what he did in the playoffs. Even though they were losing that series, his numbers were the best he's had this year during the regular season in terms of rebounds, points, and assists. Now, all of a sudden, in the playoffs, they go up even more. And that's where I look and I said, this is a guy that is a real competitor. He's not a guy that, you know, he's not a China doll. He's not going to miss half the games. He's out there. He's playing. You put him with Cade and you put him with this team, and I think instantly you're not just better, you're much better. And you could be competing for a chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then see what happens.
Conservatively, two of the 15 best players in the sport would be on this roster.
Mm-hmm.
And as Cade ascends, it could be two of the top 10 players in the sport on this roster. From a basketball standpoint, the idea that both of them are unselfish, they can break down a defense and feed their teammates. I'd love to see. You could run pick and roll with Cade with the ball or with Giannis mm-hmm. with the ball and get them both going. You'd have to put shooting around them. That's understood. I would do this deal. I'm with you.
I don't know why. I'm not sure why you wouldn't do this deal. And I would love to hear from Pistons fans. Is there somebody out there that says, nope. Duren, Ivey, we want to keep Duren, Ivey, and Cunningham together. I don't think anybody is looking at Ron Holland as, well, you know, we can't possibly lose him.
They all have intriguing upside, but the key there is, they haven't hit it yet, and you're getting a sure thing with Giannis. That's the thing, too, man. It's in terms of a personality type, he fits. He's a hard worker. I think he's got a funny sense of humor, too, but he seems to be a good head on his shoulders. He played in Milwaukee, and he didn't view that as some sort of like NBA death sentence to have to play in Milwaukee. This would be a bigger city here in Detroit. I don't think we'll get him. But this wouldn't dissuade me. This package, I would offer it.
No. And then, I mean, you start looking around at some of the other offers in terms of what Milwaukee gets back. This would be very enticing for Milwaukee, as they, you know, would obviously be entering a rebuild.
So a team like the Rockets, I think they have them offering Jalen Green, Şengün, who's their big, that's actually a pretty nice piece. The nice thing for Houston, they have firsts, but they also have Phoenix firsts, mm-hmm. which people are sitting on going, those could be very valuable picks. The Pistons picks aren't going to be that valuable. And San Antonio is the number two pick, and they can offer up a bunch of young guys not named Victor Wembanyama and put that thing together too. And you never know, like if the Thunder flame out in the second round here,
yeah.
for the second year in a row, despite winning 68 games, do they say, hey, we got to give up a couple proven NBA guys and get this done?
That's a possibility. The opportunity to get a guy like Giannis, pairing him with Cade, I think it would be very entertaining. We'd have a lot of wins. And then it would be up to the front office, how are we going to find shooting to go with both of these guys?
You're putting a priority on getting Beasley back in this scenario. And yeah, it's Stewart. Yeah,
yes, I mean, Beasley, okay, he was really good last year, came up very small in the playoffs, but he is still a six man. You want somebody that can start, that can shoot.
Some ticket text, 248-539-9797. Would you do it? Ticket texter says, I would give Milwaukee literally whatever they want if we got Giannis, and that includes Cade. Well, you're not going to do that.
No, come on.
Texter says, if it's going to take Ivy, Duren, Harris, Holland, three firsts, then do it. None of those guys will be as good as Cade, let alone Giannis. Harris is a salary dump. If you're good, we'll be in the mid to late 20s with those picks. They are useless. Stefan in Clarkston says, I think the Spurs or the Sixers can offer the Bucks their lottery first-round pick for Giannis. It would be very tough for the Pistons to beat it, but yes, I would want to be in that conversation.
Yeah, San Antonio obviously has the second overall pick, and Philly, the Sixers, third. Have the third.
Who got the number one pick, John?
Well, the NBA decided it would be Dallas. Thank you for sending your best player to the Lakers. So in return, we'll make sure that you win the lottery.
So I don't believe it's rigged, but when stuff like that happens, what like do I have to stand on? 1.8% and the Mavericks get it? Yeah, people pointing that out. The lottery's fixed. NBA wanted Luka in L.A. The reward for the Mavs is Cooper Flagg. Matt in Goodrich. 248-539-9797. I think as a sports city, we're done with these rebuilds, and we're into, all right, how do you get better? And for the Pistons, the Giannis thing's out there. Everybody's talking about the fact that he's open to being moved, and the deal that the Ringer put together, it's meant to be a painful package, but it's one that, John, you would do, and it's one that I would do. It's Duren, Ivy, Holland, Harris, and three first-round picks for Giannis. We've thrown that out to people, 248-539-9797, but it is time for our teams. Like, think about it. When's the last time, and I get it, we were rebuilding, when's the last time one of our teams traded for an A-level guy or handed out a free agent contract of more than one or two seasons? It's been a minute.
It has been a minute, but these are the fun conversations you can have when your teams are good.
Yep.
It is, and I think we're entering into some of those conversations with the Tigers. What's going to happen at the trade deadline? Are they going to add a bat? What are they going to do the offseason? Are you going to go after another quote-unquote Bregman-style player? And now with the Lions, we're talking about much more fun conversations. We don't have mock drafts starting in November. And so now with the Pistons, we don't have to worry about, well, how many ping pong balls do we have in the hopper, and what's our chances of moving up in the lottery? No, we're now having conversations of who can we trade for to take this team from a first-round exit in the playoffs to Eastern Conference, eventually NBA championship. What are we going to be talking about? Not a great lineup of free agents this year in the NBA, but it's still exciting to think you can add some pieces, whether it's trade, free agency, to try and get you over that hump of winning a playoff series, of getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. We saw what we see right now, what the New York Knicks are doing. And you kind of always play that, well, what could have been?
So they lit picks on fire to get Bridges, and they made a big trade for Karl Anthony Towns, and they aggressively landed Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
The East is wide open.
Yes.
So
that's
the
point. The
ticket texter says, does this win them a championship? And no, you can't definitively say yes, but at the same time, in a wide open East,
puts them a hell of a lot closer.
Two of the 15, maybe even 10 best players in the sport.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, you're in that conversation. You, instead of being a plucky first-round team, you're a contender for the NBA championship.
And when you have one star, and yet to be a superstar, but you have one star, we all know that it takes more than one and a whole bunch of role players. It's just the going-to-work Pistons, that's a one-off. Could you do it again? Sure. But it increases your odds when you have more star players. It's not rocket science.
Jim, you mentioned the East. The league is wide open.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, you talk about 6 and 7 seeds routinely winning first-round playoff series.
Well, you're the king of this stat. Is it 6 different NBA champions the last 6 years?
Yes, and we have really close to 7 and 7. Boston's down 3-1. Nuggets are tied at 2. And one of the other teams is down 3-1.
Warriors are down 3-1, and everybody else would represent new blood, 7 champs in 7 years. Ticket Texter says, get Giannis to Greektown, baby. Whatever it takes. That's Rob in St. Clair Shores. Ticket Texter says no to the trade. Pistons finally got their culture, and you guys want to gut the depth of the team.
Okay, but I think putting Giannis into this team, I don't think it guts the culture. I think it adds to the culture. Is there any red flags, obviously from the outside looking in,
no,
about Giannis?
None. All day, every show on the station is trade talk. I'm not going to defend every show, but I'll explain why talk about
free agency's not here yet.
We aren't doing lottery rebuild draft pick radio anymore because our teams are good. And when our teams used to be good, I know it's been a minute, they would make these moves. Brendan Shanahan would be traded to the Red Wings and they would win a Stanley Cup. Rasheed Wallace would be traded to the Pistons and they would win an NBA championship. Once upon a time, the Tigers were very aggressive in pursuit of star players and they competed in multiple World Series. I know we have forgotten, but this is what happens when the teams get good. You start to look for these moves. And when stars say they're willing to move Giannis, you get interested, right? When you have a situation going in Cincinnati right now, more on that conversation later, it begs questions.
Sure. And it's obviously Giannis is the biggest name that might be available in a trade. We've talked about Lauri Markkanen, and he may be more available today than he was last night because of their lack of lottery luck.
Right.
And now, and we've talked about Devin Booker. This is the time of the year where you get a chance to talk about some trades. When we get to free agency, we're going to be talking about free agents that they might be able to side to complement what they have right now, or to complement, if they, you know, consummate a trade like this, a Cunningham Giannis duo. How do you complement them? Well, you're going to have to do that throughout free agency.
It's 97.1.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.